If you don't know, you're about to know right now. You're about to learn. Education. I'm Quindell Evans, BluePoetry.com. This is the Blue Poetry Podcast. I appreciate you for listening. And as you may know, I have a book called The Mouth Book, Message of Uplift to Heal. If not, it's a self-help book that's geared toward allowing readers to come around and help themselves and everything. So, I wrote the book. Well, I didn't necessarily, I wrote an affirmation every day for about a year in order to, like, get my mind straight. After writing the affirmation every day for about a year, I realized, like, I could put this in a book and share this process with others, because I realized how much it helped me think more positively, you know? I'm not, like, Mr. Positive, you know, but I probably was never as positive as I am now. So, oh, I was always positive in some way, but it was just, you know, a balance I was looking for. And I was really, like, going through a mental state of, you know, just, like, not feeling appreciative of life, not, like, you know, like, not being happy with everything in my life and stuff like that. And affirmations really helped me think about my reason for living, you know, my reason for my purpose in my art, you know, and, like, encouraged me and inspired me to be more consistent in my art, you know. It helped me be more, affirmations helped me just be more myself, helped me appreciate life more, helped me appreciate the little things in life, the happiness and stuff like that. Helped me be more comfortable with who I am as well, you know. So I'm working on another book. I'm gonna have affirmations in it as well. And it's also gonna be more autobiographical. If you have the mouth book, you know it's just affirmations and questions. One page is the affirmation, one page is a question. If you don't have the mouth book and you want it, just go to my website, bluepoetinthewordtree.com, and the link is there. You can get the mouth book on sale for $20. What I'm going to do is, you know, if you listen to my podcast, I'm going to give you a discount if you want the book. So I'll figure that out. I'll figure out how I can give you guys a discount for whoever wants the book from the podcast. So I'll make, like, a specific discount code, promo code for the people who listen to the podcast who want the book. You know, because it's $20. But I could give it to you guys for, let's say, 15, you feel me? So, you know, that's about 25% off, you know, 25% discount for the people who listen to the podcast. So I'll figure out how to work that out for you guys. But as you may be aware of or not, the Mouth Book, Message of Uplift to Heal, Message of Uplift to Heal is the acronym for mouth, M-O-U-T-H, Message of Uplift to Heal, mouth. So I'm working on another book of affirmations, but also it's going to be, I mean, it might take me a little while to finish this book. It might not, because I work fast. But it's going to be an autobiographical type book as well. So I'm still figuring out the design of it, but it's going to be called The Drugs Book. Drugs Book. And drugs is an acronym as well. So, drugs is the acronym for what's the acronym? Drugs Book. Discipline is your responsibility. Understanding that life is about growth, which breeds success. You see the D-R-U-G-S right there? Discipline. D is your responsibility. R, understanding life is about growth. G, which breeds success. S. So the drugs book, disciplining your responsibility, understanding life is about growth, which breeds success. So yeah, the drugs book is what I'm working on next. And it's gonna be full of affirmations and storyline as well. It's gonna be autobiographical. So I'll be giving you stories about my life and stuff like that, you know. Might have other people's perspective in it as well. People who's close to me or people who know me. So that'll be coming soon. I'll give it February. You feel me? When the official release date for the drugs book will be popped out. So yeah, what I want to do is talk about one of the affirmations that might be in the drugs book. You feel me? And this affirmation is called, I am going to die one day. So whatever it is I want while I'm living, it's my duty to get up and go get it. Once again, I'm going to die one day. So whatever it is I want while I'm living, it is my duty to get up and go get it. Now, it's clear that we all going to die, you feel me? Whether you want to or not, like, it's inevitable. We're all going to die. Personally, I feel like while we're living, and especially since, like, it's like a 1 out of 1 trillion chance that you're here and experiencing life and even listening to this because of the fact of how we come to how we come to life, you know? We come from eggs and cells, and like these are billions of eggs and cells inside of us, and only one, you know, come to create you. So like this is like, just to be alive is like a magical, a miracle in a way. Like, you know, like there's no way we should not be trying to achieve everything we want in life, you know? So I'm gonna die one day. So whatever it is I want while I am living, it is my duty to get up and go get it. What I feel is like this, there's no time to waste, you know? Like whenever I have an idea like the drug book, I'm not gonna wait and like, oh, I'm gonna do that when I get my stuff together. I'm gonna do this. Like, to me, it's like, you never know, like, you know? People say you're here one day, going the next. You know, like, that happens. So, like, I gotta get on it now. But not even the fact that, like, I'm scared of being dead tomorrow. I'm not scared of that. I feel like I'm gonna live a long time, you know? What I feel like is the inspiration might die. You know, like, a year from now, I might not feel like doing the drugs book. So why not do it now while I feel like it? You know, because it's an idea and I don't want to be a year from now like, oh, I don't want a year to pass and I'm like, oh, I had this idea of a drugs book, but I don't know, I never wrote it. It was, you know what I'm saying? Like, cool. You know, I don't want to be that guy. You know, and I feel like a lot of people are that guy. A lot of people are, you know, I hear people all the time and they be like, oh, I had this idea of like renting my crib out before Airbnb did it. And I'm like, yeah. You know, like, you just had the idea. So, like, you may act on it ASAP. So, like, that's what this affirmation is about. I'm going to die one day. So, while I am living, it is my duty to get up and go get it. But not just, like, while I'm living. But, like, while my ideas might die one day. So, while my ideas is living in me, let me do it. You feel me? Because the inspiration could die. The idea could be unappreciated. You know, like, it could be like, oh, I wanted to do A, B, and C. You know, like, we all have that. Like, we might have, it could be simple. Like, oh, I wanted to talk to this person, but you didn't talk to them. And then you found out they were talking to somebody else. And you'd be like, oh, like, if you would have talked to them when you first had the idea, they wouldn't have been, that time passed. That's when they started talking to the next person. So you know, like, they could have been interested in you too. So it could be any little thing. It could be from big ideas like Airbnb to like just talking to someone. It could be the love of your life that you didn't let pass by and go mess with somebody else and they get hurt in that relationship. You could have actually did you better and all of that, like, or whatever, you know. So like, and then by the time you actually do talk to them, now they sour now. Now they tight and they ain't even ready for you. They not even prepared for you. They just expecting to get hurt again. So they don't even know how to treat you in a way that they want to be treated because they just got hurt. So now you're dealing with somebody who's hurt when you could have had them when they was healed. You feel me? So like, I'm going to die one day. So while I'm living, it's my duty to get up and go get it. So it's just like, it's that like, get up, like don't sleep on your. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't sleep on it. Like, don't sleep on your ideas. Like, don't sleep on whatever you got to do. You feel me? Like, I'm going to do the drug because I literally thought of it. And, like, I don't know if I'm going to feel like doing it next year. You know, like, I don't know. Of course, there could be other factors, too. Like, whether I'm available to do it. Whether I'm, you know, if I have the opportunity to do it. If I have the time. If I have the resources. If I, you know, who knows what the circumstances will be like next year. So, right now, I gotta get on it. I can't waste no time. I'm gonna die one day. So whatever it is I want while I'm living, it's my duty to get up and go get it. And another key part of it is not just about while I'm living. Another key part is like, get up. Like, just to get up is a start right there. You know, like, in order for you to start your day, unless, you know what I'm saying? Unless you're on bed rest or something, like, you gotta get up. So, like, just get up. Like, that's just a part of it, like, getting up. I like to run and work out every day. Like, I like to work out. So, like, part of working out, part of making sure I work out every day is just getting up and going to the gym. You feel me? And then when I get in there, that's when it all is. Same thing with running. You know, like, the biggest part of running is just taking the first step. You know, like, I like running. So, like, I want to run a marathon one day. The biggest part of it would be training. You feel me? Like, that would be it. Like, just training for the marathon. You know, like, just training to get up and get into it. Like, that's the biggest part about doing anything. You know, like, just getting used to getting up and going to get it, too. Because you can get used to procrastinating. You can get used to putting things off. You can get used to doing things last minute. You know? And a lot of times, we as humans, we do that. And we wait for, like, something to push us, you know? Like, I'm not going to point no fingers, but I know certain people who, like, get a ticket and wait for the last day to pay it. Or, like, park in the wrong spot. And every time, park in a spot and knowing that they're not supposed to park there and wait until they get a ticket in order to be like, I ain't going to park there no more. When, like, you knew you wasn't supposed to park there in the first place. So, like, we do this. So, like, we give ourselves too much room to mess up sometimes. Don't give ourselves like that cushion to like keep going. We don't give ourselves that inspiration to keep doing what we know we're supposed to. You feel me? Like, we won't have to wait to the last minute. We won't have to wait to a bad time to, you know, like, I'm a victim of it too. So this is, I'm not speaking like talking about somebody else and this is what they do. I do the same things to this day. It's certain things that I procrastinate with. It's certain times I might wait until my money gets low to get money, you know, instead of just keeping money. So, like, stuff like that, it's like, we all got things to work on, you feel me? I got things I need to work on. That's what these affirmations help me reflect on. It's like, so I write this affirmation to remind myself, like, I'm gonna die one day, so whatever it is I want while I'm living, it's my duty to get up and go get it. Getting up is the first step to it. Getting up can come in so many forms. Recording this video, recording this podcast right now, the first step is pushing the button and talking. That's the first step, and then the podcast begins. But I can have the idea of it and never get to it, and then always have the idea and always know. And a lot of times we leave our ideas unnurtured. We leave our ideas unborn, or they might become born and we never nurture it. We never like feed it. If you have a baby, I don't care how intelligent the baby is, you know, like, day one, the baby is not fit to take care of himself. So like, you gotta take care of your baby. Your ideas is your baby. Like, hold on, you're like snapping, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just noise. Take the bag. So, like, just gag.
No, because
it's like, so like the just this is always the first step to things, you know, like, and that first step creates a second step, and that leads to the third step. You know, it's really one step at a time, but we gotta like be able to nurture our ideas, nurture our dreams, nurture our goals, you know. And like that's part of just getting up and then go get it part. Get up and go get it. Like, you go get it one step at a time. You feel me? Like, you go do something one step at a time. You go do something one action at a time, one goal at a time. You know, sometimes people are complex. They might do it two steps at a time. I don't know, you jumping, you leaping, you know, because some people are more intelligent and more agile than others, so they might have more resources, but they ain't got to take a step at a time. They might just fly through something. But regardless of the fact, it's like, it starts with just getting up. It starts with just, it's not just having an idea, but it's also having the initiative and the inspiration to just do. You feel me? I like to record music, you know? I like to record music and sing music. I know, like, a lot of the times, it starts with just beginning the song, literally. And that's, I don't know about other people, but with me, I write songs. Once I write the first few lines, I probably will finish the song in a few hours. I probably will finish the song by the end of the day. You know, it's rare that I wake up the next day and have to finish a song from yesterday. It's rare. That happens. But I usually like be on it like that, because that's how I am. Like, once the first line is written, it's gone. It's the song is done. There are times when I don't finish a song because I'm probably not like too excited about it. And it was just like, all right, you know, but I still like to write, you know. So like, the whole point is, it starts with just getting up. It starts with just getting up. If I want to write a song, write the first line and finish it. Because a year from now, what if I don't feel like writing music? You know, so we don't know. I could think, oh yeah, this is something I'm gonna do forever. I wanna always write music. I like the way it makes me feel. In the moment, that's how I feel. But in the long run, I might feel otherwise. You never know what other passions start to rise in me. What other passions I start to awaken to. What other things I start to enjoy. And music becomes like, hey, you know. So I don't know. I like writing music all the time, but sometimes. Sometimes, you know, it's life, you know, passions die and other things come along. I'm multifaceted. I like doing more than one thing, you know. So I like writing books. I like creating products like the Health Tea Cigarettes. I like, you know, I like cooking. I like whatever, you know. So who knows? You know, I like working out. You know, I like doing a whole lot of things. So, like, while you have the energy in you, get to it, you know. Like, you're gonna die one day, so whatever it is you want while you're living, it's your duty to get up and go get it. It's my duty, you know. Like, it's my duty to get up and go get it. I want to be wealthy. I want to have generational wealth, and not just like trust fund my child. I want to teach my child how to learn how to be wealthy, learn how to be an entrepreneur, and not have to work because it is the only way to get money, but work because they want to work, you know, work for themselves, work with others, and learn how to utilize the habits of money. You feel me? There's habits that allows people to create money. There's habits that allow people to lose money. There's habits that allow people to keep money. There's habits that allow people to be in poverty. And, you know, I want to learn the habits of wealth, you know? So it's my duty to take some time to study the stock market. Take some time to study options trading. Take some time to study day trading. Take some time to study ETFs, futures, foreign exchange. Take some time to study financial literacy so that I can build on that and become what I want my child to be. Otherwise, it's just an idea. You feel me? So You know, it's that's what this affirmation is about. I'm going to die one day, so whatever it is I want while I'm living, it's my duty to get up and go get it. There's no point in just, like, waiting for some outside circumstance to come and give me what I want. You know, and sometimes I might do that. I might think, oh, somebody's going to, you know, and I think that's a mentality thing where we do that a lot. Like, we think that something outside is going to give us what we want on the inside, but in actuality, it's like, it's all me. It's all me. It's all you. You feel me? Like, it's all me, it's all you. Like, it's all us. It's whatever we want, it's all on us. You know, it's on me. Whatever I want, it's on me. I can't expect nobody to want it. Even if I'm in a relationship with someone, we have a child together, that's my idea for my child. I can share and communicate with my significant other who has a child with me. To I can share with them that this is what I envision, and I would love my child to be financially literate and stuff like that. But then it's a good chance that they could come to terms with me and work towards my vision with me. But it also might not be in their minds at all, and they might be just, you know, might be okay with other things. You know, they might not have thought about that and not have thought about that deeply as me. So, you know, it might not be their mission, you know, and it's my duty to also kind of communicate this with my child's other parents so that they can be in terms with me and they can see what I see and they can help me, you know, they can help me help our child. So, like, that is my duty, you know. I can't expect someone to just know what I want or just agree with me at first or even understand me if it's something I am deeply thinking about. So it's like, you know, I'm gonna die one day, and whatever I want while living, it's my duty to get up and go get it. Get up is the first step, gonna get it is second step, you feel me? Literally, got 2 feet, take 1 step at a time. Getting up the first step, gonna get it is the second step. You know, and it's my duty while living, before I die, to do what I want. You feel me? Because you never know what's going to happen. And not just death is in, like, my body decaying. Ideas die. You have an idea, and the next year, the idea, I wanted to do that one day, but I never did it. You know, so, like, while the idea is living in me, get it. Like, because if I be like, oh, I'm going to put off the drugs book until next year, and the drugs book, I don't have the passion for it and stuff like that. It'll be gone. So yeah, look out for the drugs book coming soon. You feel me? Shout out to everybody who listened. Like I said, we're gonna work out a discount for y'all for the mouth book. I also just finished the blue poetry handbook. And the pickup poetry educational playing card game. The cards should be in boxes by the end of the year. You feel me? So appreciate y'all for listening. Just remember, you're going to die one day, so whatever it is you want while living, it's your duty to get up and go get it. You feel me? I'm Quindell Evans, bluepoetry.com. Let's go!
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.